Come on, Robin. To the Batcave. We haven't one moment to lose.
Welcome back, Batfans, to Beyond the Batcave. We are hot on the tails of a brand new Wonder Woman trailer that we told you about yesterday, if you were listening. I am your co-host, Taylor Jackson.
My name is Andy Piper. Welcome to episode 26.25 of Beyond the Batcave. Let's jump in. You've all seen the trailer. If you haven't, it's out there right now. Go check it out, because we're going to be talking about it. It's going to be a rapid-fire episode.
So what did you think, Andy?
I was blown away, to put it lightly. And let me just say this. I think the reason I found this trailer the coolest out of all the ones that we've seen so far is this is the one that actually gave me a sense of what the movie's going to be like. We had chunks of scenes in there. It wasn't a ton of quick cuts, especially at the beginning, which made me excited to just feel what the movie's going to feel like. I did not ever expect to see Diana as a child.
Yeah.
And the glimmer in the eye of that little girl as she looked at the sword that was a gift from the gods. It was chilling, to say the least.
Yeah, no, I love that too. That really, I don't know, maybe it, besides outside of comic books, that's something that we've never seen before. Is like kind of young Diana growing up, you know, and kind of taking these lessons from Hippolyta.
That's true.
And
there was that one episode of Justice League where they all got turned into kids.
Yeah.
Remember that one? And then young Batman and young Wonder Woman like had a crush on each other and they got teased by all the other superheroes. We'll get there someday. We'll review that episode for you.
We will.
It's a classic.
But regardless, like, actual Diana growing up is something that we haven't really seen before. And I kind of love, I love what I did see, but I also love what I didn't see. I was worried with this trailer that we might get a peek at Ares.
No Ares.
No Ares.
That was great. I like what they did. It kind of seems like she'll grow up with a little bit of a chip on her shoulder, because whoever took her in there and showed her the sword and all the gifts from the gods was like, you're not going to be the fiercest warrior. And then she just looked at like, oh,
please. Wasn't that Hippolyta?
I don't know.
I think it is.
I'm reeling. I watched this literally 3 minutes ago.
Okay,
so.
No worries.
It's got many more plays.
You can still have a chip on your shoulder if your mom's telling you that's not going to be it.
That, quite honestly, that probably makes it worse.
Yeah.
It doesn't do good things for your kids when you tell them you don't believe in them. So, nice parenting, Hippolyta.
There you go. So, other things you pulled from this trailer. So, in our last episode, we talked a little bit about David Thewlis possibly being Ares, kind of the CGI mix that some people are reporting.
I didn't see him.
I didn't see him at all. What I did see was Danny Houston throwing Wonder Woman against a wall.
I think it's probably what we talked about before, and I don't remember if it was just me and you talking about this or if we recorded it.
Mm-hmm.
We're probably going to see Danny Houston play the human form of Ares, and then maybe David Thewlis comes in and does like motion capture or something like that.
Yeah, except the weird part is that David Thewlis is cast as Sir Patrick. Like, he actually
right. That was
he's
so
like
weird.
A politician or something in London. So,
what the heck?
Yeah. There's all sorts of things.
Somebody got it wrong out there.
Yeah. So there's an article by Slash Film that apparently they got to visit the set in London.
Mm-hmm.
This is part speculation, part their visit. I just want to read a quick piece from there. It just said, since Ares was injured in the battle with Zeus, I believe that he's too weak to take on his god form. So he has taken shelter inside General Eric Ludendorff. One of the scenes...
And that's Danny Houston?
That's Danny Houston. Okay. Yeah. One of the scenes shown to us during our visit to Wonder Woman's post-production facility in London featured Dr. Maru giving Ludendorff some kind of gas capsule, which she said would restore his strength. When he breaks open the capsule and inhales the gas, his face becomes slightly translucent, glows, veins visible through his skin. It's clear that he gets a huge rush from whatever the gas is, and it makes him so strong that he's able to crush a pistol with his bare hand. Now... They also propose the possibility of it still being David Thewlis. And I think you could have both. I think Danny Houston could get strength enough to like kind of do a little bit of a one-on-one with Wonder Woman. But Ares still actually is housed in David Thewlis' character. Because as being the God of War, it would make sense for me to be housed inside of a politician who can kind of like promote war or like kind of be behind the scenes there. So I'm open to both.
Could be a big power play, you know. Could be. Hiding inside a peacekeeping politician when you're really the god of war, mm-hmm. or he's just a really big troll. Either way, I like the irony of it.
Yeah.
All right.
But back to this trailer. What did you think, Andy, of kind of re-pulling out, if you will, the Zeus card? If you know what I mean.
I have no idea what you mean by the Zeus card.
Well, just in this trailer, we kind of get like that sense of like, but she can never know what she is.
Oh, yeah. And I think that's good because that kind of plays on the comics. Wonder Woman's original origin was a bit more fantastical. I don't know if it gets more fantastical than being the daughter of a god in Amazon, but it was that she was formed out of clay on a beach, and a strike of lightning from Zeus, I believe, brought her to life. And so she wasn't born from a man at all. She was like raised by women. She was the champion of women. And then when it came around, I think it was around the New 52. I'm sure somebody out there will correct me if I'm wrong. We found out that indeed she is the daughter of Zeus, and the clay thing had been a lie. And now in DC Rebirth, she's kind of struggling with which one of those is real. So it looks like we're going to have a bit of a combination there. Like maybe they lie to her about where she's from. Maybe they never tell her. There's some secrets being kept on the shadowy island of Themyscira.
I just thought it was interesting because like the very first trailer, like she knows that she was formed by Zeus. And so like she has no father. But I like that you brought up the point of like...
Are those her exact words? She says I was formed by Zeus?
Well, because I remember...
She says something about Zeus when she's in the boat with...
Steve Trevor asks like, don't you have like a dad or something? And she's like, no... You know, I can't remember her exact words.
We'll watch it.
Yeah, anyway.
Right when we're done recording, we'll know. So that doesn't help you guys at all.
Too bad.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm very, very excited. This looks like the one that could break the curse.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it'll make it not cool to hate on DC anymore. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'll make it cool to love DC movies.
I'm totally down for
and
all
I
these
think
things.
This approach was bound to pay off eventually. DC didn't really have a person like the guy over at Marvel whose name is escaping me. Kevin Feige. That's the name. Anyway, that guy. They were just bringing in directors, letting the directors kind of run their own movies. And we had like three in a row that people didn't really like. Patty Jenkins is bringing something completely different to the table, which is an advantage because maybe people will love it.
Yeah.
The trailer looks well received so far. Twitter was blowing up before I could watch it. So... But Twitter always blows up. It's kind of like an echo chamber. If you follow people that are just that just love the DCEU, they're just like, wow, everything was awesome. But I don't know. You saw it a little bit before me. Did you see any reception of it?
I didn't get a whole bunch of reception, rather than just watching like how fast the view count traveled, which is not surprising at all. Two other thoughts I had about this, though, was I thought it was cool to see Dr. Poison in like her full garb. Like, she's kind of in, like, full costume in one of the shots, which I thought was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, it's escaping me. I need to watch this again.
It's all good. And I loved her last line. Just, like, I think this kind of set her apart for me as, like, a very different hero. Because like, the little tagline was, like, see the future, witness the future of justice, which I thought was cool. But at the end, she says, in the name of all that is good, your wrath upon this world is over. And it's like, I don't know, I just felt like that's such a different tone from so many of the, even the other superheroes. Like, so many of them are just like, I'm going to stop you, or I'm going to destroy you, or, like, I can't let you do this. But, like, that's
yeah,
such,
yeah.
like, a
gives
hero
it more
tone.
Of a, gives it more of an epic feel.
Yeah, I thought it was great. It's something Wonder Woman
very cool.
Say.
It's, like, miles away from what I consider the worst comeback of all time in The Dark Knight Rises, when Bane's like, you came back to die with your city! And then Batman says, no, I came to stop you. It was awful. I, like, groaned in the theater when I saw that. I was so disappointed in that one line, but the rest of the movie I loved. However, this is miles better. It's like the difference between, I don't know, just the fact that it's removed in, like, a foreign land. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like Lord of the Rings, where they talk really weird, but it's still awesome. I think Wonder Woman will have that same kind of feel. I'm struggling to explain this concept,
but I think you
feel me.
She has her own manner of speech.
Yeah, and it's a lot more formal, utilizes some cooler vocabulary. I just love it.
Great.
It's epic, to say the least.
To say the least.
That's my motto for the night, to
awesome.
Say the least.
To say the least. There we are.
Well, to say the least, I think we're done.
I think we are as well. If you haven't checked it out, you should have before you listened to this. But go check it out. Let us know what you think. What are you most excited to see about Wonder Woman? Let us know. You know where to find us. Twitter, Facebook. Go to our website, beyondthebatcave.com. Leave us some comments. And we hope to hear from you soon, Bat fans.
Okay, bye, guys.